1913, the 16th Amendment was ratified, and they said that was the law that allowed the government to tax the labor of the people. It was up until that point you couldn't tax labor and people, all right? Because it was considered that labor was your private property, you owned your labor, and if you worked for somebody and they gave you something in return, it was an exchange.
All right.
It wasn't a profit, it wasn't a gain, it was an exchange. So when I pointed that out to the commissioner, and I said, well, you say the 16th Amendment is what authorized it, which was in 1913, but yet in 1916 through 1923, eight different Supreme Court decisions said that the government couldn't tax the labor of the people, and that the 16th Amendment did not give them that authority. Right? How much clearer can it be?
So what happened?
So what did the IRS commissioner say to me? And this is in the movie. He says to me, the 16th Amendment is inapplicable to the IRS. I mean, the Supreme Court decisions are inapplicable to the IRS.
Oh, really?
As if they're above the law. Okay? So that means they're using force. So ultimately, it's no different than a criminal protection racket, where somebody walks into your store, says, listen, I want $2,000 a month, and you're not going to get hurt.
Yeah, and if you don't give them the money, you got a problem.
Right. So there is as from everything that I've learned, it's impossible for there to be a law because the Supreme Court said they can't do this. Okay? And then when you actually go look for a statute written by Congress that allows that in defiance of the Supreme Court decisions, there is no statute.
But then you have people like old Irwin Schiff, Aaron, who get convicted and sentenced on 13 counts. I mean, somewhere along the line, you would have thought they'd say to him, Irwin, you're right.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's what happens. So I said to the commissioner in the movie, I say, well, then if that's the case, how can lower courts be putting people in jail when the Supreme Court said they don't have to pay the tax? How does that happen? And then I go ahead and I show how it happens. What happens is, as in the case of Irwin Schiff, which is in the movie, Irwin Schiff was trying to prove to the jury that there was no law. And he was trying to make his point.
Right.
Okay? And here's a quote from the judge, right out of the transcript. Okay? The judge, Judge Kent Dawson, federal judge, says to Irwin Schiff in court, and this is the quote, I will not allow the law in my courtroom.
I will not allow the law in my courtroom.
Exactly. I will not allow the law. Now, think about that. Just think about that. Okay, there's a judge railroading an American citizen. Okay, it's a farce. It's a joke.
I will not allow the law in my courtroom.
And then when Irwin Schiff went to say what the Supreme Court said, the judge, Kent Dawson, says, irrelevant, denied. You mean the Supreme Court's irrelevant? Irrelevant, denied. And does not allow Irwin to bring up Supreme Court decisions. So what happens is that in the lower courts are not following the Supreme Court decisions as they're obligated to do. Of course, they're in cahoots with the IRS. And it's a scam. There is no law. Now, personally, I don't care whether people pay taxes or not, income tax or not, that's their business, okay? What I do care about is that there are people being put in jail and that the IRS is a symptom of the overall bigger police state that's happening in America.
And as you know, when they went to try to get some criminals, the easiest way to get them was on tax evasion,
exactly,
they said.
Exactly. But there is no law. I mean, the IRS has not been able to show me the law. We have a woman, a juror in the movie named Marcy Brooks, a brilliant woman. And I say to her, well, you said on the jury, how come? Because many people have been found innocent, by the way. You have to know that. You know, I show many.
Yeah, but they don't get publicized too well, Aaron. Only the convictions.
Exactly. Well, of course. But they're publicized in my movie. And we show the people who have won. And the reason they've won is because the judges have allowed them to show there was no law. You see, and once the jury sees there's no law,
then let them go.
They can't convict. But there's never any publicity about it, because we all know the media is controlled by the big institutions. And the big institutions and the big government work together to suppress the people. And that's fascism. And that's what we have here in America today. We're living in a fascist country, and it has to be stopped. We need to get together as people. We need to stop being polarized, stop being good Democrats, stop being good Republicans, and start being good Americans. That's what the people here have to do. If they want to save their lives and save their future and their freedoms, you got to get organized now.
What would you recommend that, I guess, government do to replace revenue? Maybe go to a sales tax or what?
Use tax? One of the things you have to understand is that the money you pay in taxes, the income tax, mostly goes to pay the interest on the debt. It doesn't go for infrastructure like people think. Like people say, what are you going to do about schools if you don't pay an income tax? Well, schools are paid for by local property tax.
Absolutely. This government's borrowing $2 billion a day.
Yeah. You want to build roads, they say. Well, the gas and tax lien pays for the roads. You want to have a defense. Well, the excise taxes and the corporate taxes pay for the defense. I mean, the money you pay in income tax for the most part just goes to pay the interest on the debt. And we have interest on the debt because we have a Federal Reserve system. If you got rid of the Federal Reserve system, all that interest on the debt would be gone.
Isn't that what Kennedy wanted to do?
Well, that's what I'm told. You know, I saw his executive order, I think it was 1110, something like that. And, you know, where it said he wanted to make silver currency again. And I didn't put it in the movie. I wasn't sure about his intentions as I read it. I wasn't clear about it. And so I didn't go into that in the movie, you know. But also, you know, all four presidents who were assassinated, you know, were against the Federal Reserve, you know, against central banks. I mean, people have to understand that we say America is the greatest capitalistic country in the world. But what people don't really understand is that the Federal Reserve System is a central bank. That is one of the major planks of the Communist Manifesto, central planning. How can you say we're a capitalistic country when you have a central bank? That's right out of the Communist Manifesto. A graduated income tax, it's right out of the Communist Manifesto.
And they get together every month and set interest rates.
Yeah, as if, you know, they have this power. So how can capitalistic country means you have laissez-faire, you're free to do as you wish. You have a central bank deciding everything for you here. Ben Bernanke, you want him deciding how you live your life? Or Alan Greenspan? What a joke. You know, America, and it's the Federal Reserve, because they print all this money, they control our government. They control the government. All the big corporations feed on the nipple of the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve gives them money at very low interest rates, then they go out and charge more money on it, and you have this fascist, big institutions and big government controlling the people here.